Hello and welcome to All Things Apostolic. On this episode, we are going to continue our discussion on leadership development and continue looking at biblical examples. Today, we're going to talk about the Apostle Paul. Welcome to today's episode of All Things Apostolic. 2 weeks ago, we discussed the leadership development of Moses, and last week we discussed Jesus' leadership development of the disciples. This week, we are going to take a look at the leadership journey of the Apostle Paul. Born in Tarsus, Paul's early environment was one of commerce, education, and Roman influence, offering him a unique perspective that later became pivotal in his ministry. You see, Tarsus rivaled the great centers of learning in those days, which was Athens and Alexandria. This academic atmosphere in Tarsus undoubtedly shaped Paul, equipping him with a broad understanding and the ability to engage a diverse population. Imagine a young Paul walking down the streets of Tarsus, his mind being nurtured by the confluence of ideas and philosophies that characterized this vibrant city. As we transition into Paul's formative years, our journey takes us to Jerusalem, where he studied under Gamaliel, which was one of the most esteemed teachers of the time. Acts 22 and 3 reveals Paul's own testimony of being rigorously trained in the law, underlining the depth of his Jewish roots and the intellectual capabilities he possessed. Gamaliel, reserved for his wisdom, played a crucial role in shaping Paul's early theological and philosophical perspectives. This foundation set the stage for Paul's future. His upbringing in Tarsus, combined with his education under Gamaliel, did not just prepare him for the intellectual challenges of his time, but it also set him up for the mission he was to undertake. As we explore further, we'll see how these early experiences contributed to Paul's effectiveness in preaching, particularly to the intellectual elite in places like Athens, where his Mars Hills discourse showcased the depth of his understanding and his ability to connect with a varied audience. In Paul's ministry, one of his defining characteristics was his collaborative approach. He was not a solitary preacher, but a leader who recognized the power of partnership and team dynamics. Paul's extensive network of fellow laborers are highlighted in Romans 16, and this showcases his inclusive and team-oriented approach to ministry. Paul's acknowledgement of 26 individuals, including 9 women, in his letter to the Romans is telling of his progressive leadership style. This diverse group, largely unknown beyond their mention here in Romans, reflects the wide-ranging impact of Paul's ministry and his ability to collaborate across different segments of the early Christian population. His partnership with Priscilla and Aquila exemplifies his collaborative approach. They were not merely acquaintances, but Paul counted them as co-laborers and equals in the mission of spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. This mutual respect and shared responsibility underscores the essence of Paul's leadership, where each individual's contributions was valued and teamwork was central to the mission's success. Furthermore, Paul's ability to build and maintain a network of reliable and close companions, from Barnabas and Silas to Timothy and Luke, illustrates his strategic and relational acumen. He was adept at identifying and nurturing talent, delegating responsibilities, and fostering a sense of unity and purpose among his team members. Paul's team-centric approach was a testament to his understanding of ministry as a collective effort. It required diverse gifts and a shared commitment to the cause. This perspective was not just practical, but it was deeply theological. It was rooted in the belief that the body of Christ functions most effectively when its members work in harmony, with each member contributing to the outcome based on their own unique strengths and God-given abilities. In Paul's leadership journey, the formation of a cohesive and dynamic team was not an afterthought. Instead, it was a deliberate strategy that ensured that the gospel's message would be propagated throughout all the world, and it transcended cultural and geographical barriers. His example provides a valuable model for contemporary leadership because it emphasizes the importance of collaboration, diversity, and mutual respect in accomplishing and achieving goals. However, Paul's ministry was not without challenges, particularly in the realm of interpersonal relationships and conflict management. A notable incident occurred between Paul and Barnabas, centered around John Mark, which provides insight into how leaders can navigate conflict within their teams. This contention arose when Paul expressed reluctance to take John Mark in their subsequent missionary journey due to his earlier departure from a mission. This disagreement between Paul and Barnabas was a little bit more than a minor dispute. It was instead a significant conflict that led to the parting of ways, with Barnabas taking John Mark along on a separate path, while Paul continued his mission with Silas. This incident, described as a sharp disagreement in Acts chapter 15, serves as a powerful example of how even the most dedicated leaders can encounter serious conflict. The Greek term used here to describe this disagreement indicates a severe and intense argument and underscores the depth of their conflict. However, this narrative does not end with disagreement. Over time, reconciliation and mutual respect appear to have been restored. Paul's later references to John Mark in his epistles, particularly Colossians 4 and 2 Timothy 4, show a shift in the apostle's attitude referring to Mark as a valued and comforting presence, and he even requested that John Mark would be in his presence during his final days. This evolution in Paul's relationship with John Mark and Barnabas highlights several critical aspects of conflict management and leadership. First, it shows that conflict, while challenging, is not final, nor is it insurmountable. Leaders can and often will work through disagreements, learn from them, and potentially strengthen their relationships in the process. Second, it underscores the importance of maturity and forgiveness in leadership. Paul's ability to later acknowledge John Mark's value and contribution signifies a willingness to move beyond past conflicts and focus on the greater mission, which is the propagation of the gospel. Last, the incident between Paul, Barnabas, and John Mark illustrates that effective leadership involves navigating conflict with wisdom, maintaining relationships, and being open to reconciliation and change. This aspect of Paul's leadership journey offers valuable lessons for leaders today, emphasizing the need for understanding, adaptability, and the capacity to mend relationships for the collective good of the work of God. Paul's leadership was also characterized as one of mentorship and succession planning. Paul's leadership was not only about spreading the gospel during his lifetime, but also about ensuring the continuity of the ministry through mentorship and succession. He was deeply committed to training and equipping the next generations of leaders, a principle that is illustrated in his relationship with Timothy, Titus, and other associates. Paul's mentorship approach was comprehensive. It involved not just the sharing of doctrinal knowledge, but also imparting practical wisdom and leadership skills. Paul understood for the ministry to thrive beyond his lifetime, it needed leaders who were not only faithful, but also capable of teaching others. In 2 Timothy 2, Paul advises Timothy to entrust the teaching he received to faithful men who would be willing to and able to teach others as well. This directive underscores the multiplicative vision Paul had for Christian leadership, a vision where knowledge and wisdom are passed down through generation to generation, ensuring the resilience and growth of the Christian movement. Paul's strategy for leadership development involved identifying potential leaders, investing in their growth, and then empowering them to take on leadership roles, much like we seen last week in the leadership development strategies of Christ. This process was evident in Paul, based on how he closely worked with individuals like Timothy, Titus, Silas, and others, preparing them for significant roles within the church. Additionally, Paul's way of leading and teaching others was fair and He treated everyone equally. He recognized and celebrated the contributions of both men and women in the ministry, as evidenced by his commendations of female co-workers like Phoebe, Priscilla, and Junia in the epistles. This inclusive approach not only enriched the early church, but also set the precedents for recognizing and utilizing the diverse gifts within the Christian church. The ultimate test of Paul's leadership came in the form of succession planning. His efforts to prepare Timothy and others for leadership roles were not just about maintaining the status quo, but they were about fostering innovation and growth within the church. Paul's mentorship was geared towards creating leaders who could adapt to new challenges, spread the gospel further, and nurture the next generation of believers. Paul's emphasis on mentorship and succession was a critical component of his leadership legacy, ensuring that the message and the mission of the church would endure and flourish long after his departure. This aspect of Paul's ministry offers timeless insights to the importance of foresight, empowerment, and the strategic development of future leaders in any organization or church. So when we reflect back on the Apostle Paul's journey, we see a leadership style that is characterized by intellectual rigor, strategic collaboration, effective conflict resolution, and a deep commitment to mentorship and succession planning. Paul's life serves as a model for leadership, blending academic knowledge with practical application and spiritual depth. Paul's background in Tarsus, combined with his education under Gamaliel, provided him with a unique blend of cultural and religious insights, enabling him to engage effectively with diverse audiences and navigate the complex socio-religious landscapes of his time. His ability to reason with both Jewish and Gentile intellectuals illustrate the depth of his learning and the adaptability of his approach. In ministry, Paul demonstrated the power of teamwork and collaboration, building a network of co-laborers who shared in the mission of spreading the gospel. His inclusive approach recognized and empowered both men and women, highlighted his progressive vision for a community united in purpose and service. The conflicts Paul encountered, particularly the sharp disagreement with Barnabas over John Mark, revealed the human side of leadership, illustrating the challenges and eventual reconciliation within Christian ministry. Paul's ability to navigate these conflicts, learn from them, and move towards reconciliation and collaboration shows us a mature and effective leadership approach. Central to Paul's leadership was his focus on mentorship and preparing for the future. By investing in individuals like Timothy and Titus, Paul ensured that the next generation was ready to carry forward the mission, embodying the teaching and values he held dearly. His instructions to Timothy to pass on what he had learned to faithful men who could teach others highlights the importance of a sustainable and replicatable model of leadership. So as we close out today, the Apostle Paul's life and ministry offers a valuable lesson in leadership. His strategic approach to development, commitment to collaboration, adept conflict management, and foresight in succession planning provides us with a blueprint for effective leadership that is as relevant today as it was in the first century. Paul's approach teaches us that true leadership transcends time and culture. It's rooted in wisdom, vision, and a deep commitment to nurturing other leaders. Thank you for joining us today on All Things Apostolic. We look forward to seeing you next time.